Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The Democrats are at a standstill. House Speaker Johnson says he's not talking with Schumer or Jeffries because, quote, he has nothing to negotiate, a claim Democrats flat out reject.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez. President Trump telling Hamas it has until 6 o'clock Eastern Time, p.m. Sunday, to agree to his peace plan or they will be bombed even further. Outside Chicago, protests at an ICE facility as Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem arrives at a detention facility. The judge who will today sentence Sean Combs says he does not believe the music mogul is taking responsibility. This is ABC News. The Trump administration demanding that 9 universities agree to its conservative priorities or they'll get their federal funding stripped away. At least one, the University of Texas, has already said, okay, it'll comply.
Academic excellence in higher education, the 9 universities, a mix of public and private, would win favorable terms for federal money if they banned consideration of race or sex in hiring and admissions and accept the administration's definition of gender. The University of Texas says it's eager to dive into the plan, despite misgivings by students like Smee Jawkar.
I really hope to see UT stand up for itself and to not implement those standards.
The compact also orders universities to freeze tuition for the next 5 years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Today's the day Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl finally dropped.
I heard you calling on the
That's from the song The Fate of Ophelia. The album sold in physical form at Target stores and now available on streaming as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your Ghia dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 80s, clear tonight, a low of 62. Saturday, 88, with mostly sunny and warm conditions once again. Sunday, 83, with a chance of showers at night. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 54, we're up to 80 degrees in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. It's the final day of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This multi-state contest has been going on for now a couple of weeks. Your chance to win maybe some cash, maybe some jewelry, or even in the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota in November. So this hour's word to text is draft, D-R-A-F-T, D-R-A-F-T, draft. As in Green Bay hosted the 2025 NFL Draft. There you go. Get that in and make sure you do that through the Civic Media app or through 608-647-4155. And we wish you all the best as you play along, and hopefully we'll be talking about you as a winner. Here's Lauren Elena.
Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in the Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. To the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. What's it? We're thick as thieves, we're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy.
country girls.
Bell bottom high.
What is something about
them? Give me little country girls. Shake it for me. Shake it for me.
Only found once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had, bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more. If I'm moving on that scoreboard, say you and your memory won me in this bar. No.
To Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every broadcast feels like Sunday dinner with your radio on.
One of those words just gets thrown around like a Jack and Coke sitting on a bar. It gets watered down, so I ain't gonna say it, oh, but I ain't gonna lie. If you wanna know the truth, how I feel about you tonight. If you were my last breath, if you were my last night of hell on wheels, wanna drive you like I stole ya. If you were my last shot of whiskey, I'd press you
cherished in that tie you in a knot. And if I couldn't tell you, oh well, baby, I'd be gone. I'd be floating round high as the Colorado sky, blowing smoke rings all night long. If you were my last breath, I just wanna hold you. If you were my last night of hell on wheels, I wanna drive you like I stole ya. If you were my last shot of whiskey, I'd press you to my lips, take a little sip, swirl you round and round and round, then I shoot you down. Last call, last chance, last dance I was ever gonna get to take. If you were my last breath, I just wanna hold you. My last night of hell on wheels, wanna drive you like I stole you.
Verizon, the best 5G network is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics True Score Report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and/or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. Winery.com, and we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Water is essential to life, and at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community. With over 50 years of experience, they provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Customer Appreciation Day is happening this very weekend. WRCO pleased to be here to tell you all about it. Judy Elvin joins us. Judy, lots of apples out there. How's the season been?
There is. It's Mother Nature has been pretty good to us. You know, it was kind of a trying spring with some early hailstorms that came in. When the hailstorms came, the apples hadn't formed yet. So luckily, we don't have any damage to apples. We've got good quality apples. This heat is not really the best ideal temperatures for apples, really. It's kind of washing the color out on them, fading that red out. So perfect apple weather is 70-degree days with 50-degree nights, and we haven't seen 70s for a month now. You know, early September we had that. But good quality, really nice selection of apples in here this weekend.
Well, wonderful. Let's talk about some of the apple varieties that people will find this weekend.
We will have McIntosh and Cortland, Galas and Blondies, Honeycrisp, Crimson Crisp, Pizzazz, and new varieties in this weekend for the first time this season are going to be Fuji and Ambrosia. Two new varieties that came out last weekend is a Ruby Rush, and that is a cross between a Gold Rush and an Enterprise apple. And anybody who comes to the store is asking now this new variety that's Washington State developed called a Cosmic Crisp. And that is a club apple that we are not able to grow in Wisconsin. But a Cosmic Crisp is an Enterprise Honeycrisp cross. So the closest to maybe that Cosmic Crisp is our Ruby Rush, which is an Enterprise Gold Rush cross. And then another new variety that we hope will still be here, we got about a half a bin left, is a Triumph. And that's a Honeycrisp Liberty cross. So a really nice selection of apples this weekend. And then we're having a sale on the Rave apple, which is also a Honeycrisp cross, but maybe a hint more tart. And those are going to be 30% off this weekend for customer appreciation.
There are so many apples that I've never even dreamed of before, and it's amazing. So people can get samples if it's something they want to try, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can ask, or sometimes we're sampling those apples on the weekend, too, just so people can try. Because a new variety, you may walk past that and just go back to your old favorite. And this way, it's always a good idea to try a new apple, too.
It is, but I'm sure that, you know, and your staff's been here a long time. I'm sure when somebody walks in the door, a well-known customer, you automatically almost know what they're going to buy, don't you?
I pretty much do. Yeah, it's like, oh, you're the Cortland lover, you're the McIntosh lover, like your mom. She loved McIntosh for her pies, you know. Yeah. Pie didn't turn out unless it was made with McIntosh.
Yeah, I was going to mention that because I think she always got the same apple every year, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, and that's still true now. You know, the generation that does make the pies, you know, they've got their favorite. It's interesting now, a lot of recipes are telling you to mix apples, two or three different kinds. So now that age of cook is coming in and wants to know what three apples could I put together to make a pie with. You know, maybe we'll say, well, Gala for sweetness, Cortland for tartness, and maybe another variety of Pink Lady when that comes in later. You know, those kind of combinations. A lot of times they talk about a Granny Smith, which we don't grow here in Wisconsin, but a tart one, a Pink Lady would be tart.
For me, and I'm an apple pie connoisseur because I never made one, but I don't like apples that are crunchy in a pie, like al dente or whatever. Are there brands where I can have more like easy to chew apples?
Oh, definitely. The Cortland in the pie, you'll see the slice when the pie is done, but the slice will be soft like you like. Okay. Or the McIntosh cooks up more, which your mom preferred. Sure. And my family likes that too. They don't really want to see... They like the apple flavor, but they don't necessarily want to see that apple in the pie.
Okay. Wow. You have so many things going on here during Customer Appreciation Days. Even live music with Monty Berger?
Yeah. Monty Berger's going to be on the patio both days, I think from 11 until 2. Audrey Blau is going to be here with her. She makes table runners, quilted, homemade. So if you're looking for a really nice, unique, homemade table runner for a gift for somebody, you know, no two of her table runners are alike. Very unique gifts. She's got fall ones, Christmas ones, all season ones. So lots of things like that going on.
I know you've had a good season, and somebody told me your grapes sold out so quickly. Thoughts of planting more or not?
I think the guys did really talk about planting more. I think some of them... You know, they're getting age on some of them, and yeah, there some of those vines need to be replaced. So, yeah, there's talk of that, but boy, the season was good, and I don't know if this was the year everybody wanted to make their grape jelly or grape juice, but yeah, they really picked through the patch fast.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk to you in a little bit about more that's going on this weekend. Judy Alvin joining us from this report as we broadcast from Oakwood Fruit Farm during Customer Appreciation Days.
After all this time, running up and down the roads, boulevards and broken dreams,
all the in-betweens, every single high and low, I want you to know, you are a part of me, baby, you're the heart.
Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton. Here is a look at celebrity birthdays today, including rock and roll star Chubby Checker, recently named to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, still twisting after all these years. He is 84. Musician Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac, 76. Baseball Hall of Famer Dave Winfield is 74. And also Baseball Hall of Famer Dennis Eckersley, 71. Golf Hall of Famer Fred Couples is 66. Also born today, TV personality Gwen Stefani, 56, and born today, actor Tommy Lee, who turns 63 on the 3rd of October. News, weather, and sports will come your way in just a little bit. Plus, we'll tackle that community calendar, which is action-packed and plumb full of stuff this weekend. And more from the Ithaca School Fair reports as we continue to promote that event, those events going on this weekend. And Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days with some drop-ins about what's going on all day and tomorrow as well as we keep you company from WRCO.
Broadcasting fresh from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your daily dose of down-home country and community.
Well, boy meets girl, and it's a good bet. The girl's gonna play a little hard to get, but they both got the same thing on their mind. Ain't that the way that the world goes round? Don't it get you up and get you down? It gets you walking around with a flashlight trying to find love.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some
love. Then boy sees girl with another guy, what he wouldn't give just to catch her eye. Cause man, she is so hot. But you can't compete with a superstar. He's got a big old house and a little red car, and what you need is one thing you ain't got: money.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Gotta get you some
money.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some.
Yeah. Then God smiled down from up above. The money rolls in and they fall in love. From the outside looking in, it's a dream come true. But as time goes by, something turns up missing. There's not enough hugging, not enough kissing. Before too long, they better do what they gotta do. You know.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Gotta get you some
babies.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some.
Yeah. You know, curtain climbers and rugrats and tricycle motors, it don't matter what you call them, you gotta have a whole house full of them. Ain't nothing in the world like youngins. Get you some.
Toby Keith on WRCO Radio. It is 80 degrees. The time is 11:30. This news update is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Day three of the government shutdown. The Senate returning to Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he'll call a vote on funding, but if it's voted down, as he expects, he'll send lawmakers home for the weekend. Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries still holding out for a continuation of subsidies that help Americans pay for health care.
While negotiations with Democrats are at a standstill, House Speaker Johnson says he's not talking with Schumer or Jeffries because, quote, he has nothing to negotiate, a claim Democrats flat out reject.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez. President Trump telling Hamas it has until 6 o'clock Eastern Time p.m. Sunday to agree to his peace plan or they will be bombed even further. Outside Chicago, protests at an ICE facility as Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem arrives at a detention facility. The judge who will today sentence Sean Combs says he does not believe the music mogul is taking responsibility. This is ABC News.
Do you remember the most important foundation of any relationship? It's trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Without trust, there can be no peace of mind. A mind that's filled with stress and anxiety keeps the body from healing. At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, both residents and caregivers enjoy the trust of each other. Tender, loving care, putting residents first, treating residents the way we want our own parents treated. All these make for a trusting, relaxed, and homey atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living provides personal care and supervision, nutritious meals, medication management, activities, laundry, and housekeeping to frail older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. Come visit us and see for yourself how trust between residents and caregivers benefit the elderly. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school football games in the area tonight. It's homecoming action at Richland Center High School as the Hornets play host to Dodgeville. River Valley is at Platteville for a key conference game tonight. Here's Coach Tyler McLean of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, I mean, this is the exciting part about our conference. You know, there's some teams that are still trying to claw for spots. In every single game, you know, if that's our game or other games that are going around during that time, people are fighting, people are scratching and clawing for anything they can get, which I think is an awesome opportunity for us each and every week. It's a great way to prepare us for the playoffs when we start to get closer, an inch closer to those times there, but just an exciting time within our conference.
Boscobel is at Riverdale. The Chieftains celebrating homecoming, and the Bulldogs try to play spoiler tonight at 7 o'clock at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Cashton at Bangor, Brookwood at Hillsboro, New Lisbon at Nisida in the Scenic Bluffs. Ithaca will host Royal tomorrow for their homecoming game starting at 2:30. Kickapoo Lafarge is home at Kickapoo tonight against Winnewick Weston for Kickapoo homecoming game, and tomorrow North Crawford will be at Highland. Well, a 3-1 Cubs win over the Padres means the Brewers will meet their rivals in the National League Division Series starting tomorrow. For the third straight year that the Brewers are in the postseason, the teams are nearly even during the regular season, with Chicago taking 7 of the 13 games. Cy Young Award candidate Freddy Peralta gets the start for the Brewers to open the series. Pregame time 12:30 tomorrow on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. I'm Phil Nee.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
For the rest of today, a high temperature around the upper 80s. It looks like tonight clear and 62. Saturday, 88. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very warm again. And Sunday, 83, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms by late evening Sunday. A north wind around 3 miles per hour is happening, and right now we're at 81 degrees, our high for the morning. Up next, our community calendar update, courtesy of Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. A busy weekend in Richland Center as we celebrate Center Color Fest. Citywide garage sales are going on. The Richland Center Homecoming Parade steps off downtown at 2:55 today. The AD German Warehouse Conservancy will host a social time in the 1921 AD Lounge from 3:30 until 9. And the Wheels of Time Hill Country Classic Power Show will be held at Richland County Fair Campgrounds. That's all weekend long and running through Sunday at 4. Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days, Saturday and Sunday. UW Richland Alumni Brunch held at the Phoenix Center from 10:30 until 1. The Friendship Quilters Guild will host its annual quilt show at Schmidtwoman Hills coming up Saturday from 10 until 4, Sunday from 10 until 3. Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp will be held Saturday from noon to 7, featuring live music and wine tasting. And the Canyon of Lights Parade will step off in downtown Richland Center at 7 Saturday night. Sunday will feature tours of the 80 German warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright at noon, 1, and 2. Chapter 7 Vietnam Vets are hosting the Rot Stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm now through Sunday. All proceeds will be used for the annual student scholarships in addition to supporting veterans' needs. Cardinal Glass in Spring Green hosting its 15th annual e-waste event from now until 3. There is a $5 fee for televisions, monitors, laptops, microwaves, air conditioners, refrigerators, and freezers. A free will donation will be accepted for all other items. Funds received will be donated to local food pantries. Lone Rock Splash Pad will be holding a brat sale at Royal Bank, Lone Rock. That happens today from now until 3 o'clock. Proceeds going toward new features to be added to the splash pad. Richland Center High School Class of 1969 will be a part of the homecoming parade today. Class members are asked to meet at Kroska Park this afternoon at 1:30. Richland Center High School homecoming parade steps off downtown at 2:55. St. Luke's Church Plain will be holding a family-style fish fry 5 until 8 tonight. Carryouts will be available. Also, registration for the entries for the 2025 Canyon of Lights Parade as a part of Center Color Fest is open. The parade steps off tomorrow night at 7. The theme is Harvest Hoedown. Parade entries are still being accepted. Participants, whether a civic organization, business, classic car, truck, or tractor, can register by emailing marty.richards@richlandcenterwi.gov or by calling 608-630-2452. The Ithaca School Fair will be held tomorrow. The day begins with a Bulldog Block Challenge run walk at 7, livestock shows, the parade at 10:30, Kenshi Pedal Pull at 1, mascot races at 1:30, Hall of Fame ceremony at 2, and Ithaca versus Royal and high school football at 2:30. There will be food available for purchase, a bounce house, and much more. First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock will host a bake shop and breakfast on Saturday from 8 until 10 at First Lutheran Church, Lone Rock. Kaz Cars and Coffee will be held tomorrow from 8 until 11. That's on East Main Street in downtown Cazenovia. Eagle Township Fall Cleanup will be held tomorrow and next Saturday from 8 until noon as well. For information, contact Supervisor Wes Hankey at 608-739-2988. The cleanup is for Eagle Township residents only. The John Hambone Deckert Luck of the Draw Double Elimination Dart Tournament will be held Saturday at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Sign-up begins at 9. The tournament starts at 10. There will be cash prizes, 50-50 raffles, and food and refreshments available for purchase. Proceeds will go to Walk with Grace. The MS Golf Tournament will be held Saturday at Quail Run in Richland Center. For more information or to make a donation to the National MS Society, contact Bruce Pifrone at 608-479-1411. The Richland Center High School Class of 1955 will have a reunion Saturday at noon at the American Legion. Chapter 7 Vietnam Veterans Troop Carrier will be available for veterans to ride Saturday night in the parade at 6:30. The lighted parade will step off at 7 for those who cannot march in the parade. Meet at 3rd and Park Street. The Loganville Area Fire Department will host a dine-in or drive-through pancake breakfast Sunday from 8 until noon at the Loganville Village Hall. Cost for the breakfast, $10 for adults, $5 for children under 10, and free for preschoolers. The Loganville 4-H Club will also be holding a bake sale as well. Join the Park Street Christian Church congregation Sunday to celebrate 140 in the church building and 170 years of existence in Richland County. Join them for a light breakfast at 9 in the Fellowship Hall, then take part with singing and listen to various speakers, with the main speaker, Dwight Randall, missionary from Morawa, Western Australia. For more information, contact Deb at 608-585-3401. St. Philip's Church Dinner and Fall Festival will be held Sunday from 11 until 2. Enjoy pulled pork sandwiches, scalloped potatoes, coleslaw, baked beans, homemade pies, and ice cream. Carryouts available by calling 608-624-5498. The cost is $12 for adults, $5 for children 6 and under. The festival will also include a bake sale, basket raffle, and other raffles. Ridge and Valley Beekeepers will meet on Sunday at 1 at the Gaze Mills Community Commerce Center. Boaz Lions Club will host the final Mastodon Building Open House until next spring. That's coming up on Sunday from 1 until 3. Ice cream sundaes will be available for a free will donation. T-shirts also are available at a cost of $15. Kickaboo Cowboy Church will be held at 6 o'clock Sunday. That's coming up at Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
This hour's keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest is draft. D-R-A-F-T. Draft. As there's a draft in here or... Hank's looking for some free draft beer or something. I don't know. Whatever the case might be, but make sure that you do the texting. Get that through the Civic Media app or through 608-647-4155. The word this hour is draft.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the specials are country music and good neighbors every day.
Saturday night's the night the fun begins. Sunday you pray forgiveness of all your sins. Monday you work and Tuesday's lame. Wednesday and Thursday's more the same. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss, it's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return your call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday night, the week has come to a close. Baby, it's time for me to say adios. It's time to say those words again. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss. It's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye.
Down. My head's 30,000 feet in the clouds. be somewhere.
About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society invites you to next week's finale of this year's Animal House season. It's been a pleasure for the Animal House crew to serve customers this past summer, but it's almost time for the bright red Animal House food stand to go away for the winter, with next Thursday and Friday, the 9th and 10th, being the last days of the year to enjoy a Chicago dog, a brat, or other tasty sandwich from Animal House's usual spot next to the Richland Center Community Center's parking lot. We hope to see you there, and also at this year's OMHS Rummage Romp, which will be at the Community Center Saturday, October 11th. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting your pets and responsible pet ownership.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be back in the studio to take your requests and play trivia again Saturday night. Songs that take me back to weekends of my days gone by.
Speckled Pete, I'm not taking you to the Ithaca Fair next year. You ruined all the vegetable entries and you scratched the cheerleaders' legs. Shame on you.
This week, my special guest will be Connie Valens, who is a sister of Richie Valens.
La Bamba was the throwaway. They didn't think that it was going to do anything. I mean, this 45 was about Donna. We'll just put that on. That was a side B.
Those were the days in WRCO's Saturday. We'll be kicking out the jams courtesy of these great sponsors: Convertibles and Classics, Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chance Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W of Boscobel. Join us for Those Were the Days Saturday night.
WRCO is proud to once again be part of the annual Ithaca School Fair. Today's report comes your way thanks to community sponsors Oakwood Fruit Farm, Driftless Area LLC, Wilkinson Auctions, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Tri-County Building Supply, Wilson Doran Construction, and Town Taxi.
Houston Dolan joins us on WRCO as we spotlight the Ithaca Fair. FFA Vice President, football, senior. You got a full resume this fall, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
So how's it going for you this year in football?
Not quite the start we would have liked. Lost last week to Cashin in a close game, but I don't think the score really says kind of how the game went. It shouldn't have been what it was. I mean, we know we're a better team than what we've been showing for the community, but hopefully we can show that in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, coaches Kelly and Klang are coaching you up, and you've got a big one with Royal. That's going to be a really tough game that day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. They just beat Hillsborough. They're going to be a good team, so we got to bring everything we have if we want to win.
So let's talk about the school fair. What do you do? What do you get involved in?
So the FFA mainly helps with setting up stuff. So like in the morning, the day before, we really set up the stuff in the gym, the tables and stuff for all the stuff that the students put on display in the gym. And then we set up like the pig pens, the rabbit pens, and all the stuff for the livestock show. So that's kind of what the FFA does to help set that stuff up. So
it's kind of the same every year, but do you have to judge by the number of animals? Do you have any idea how many animals are coming in that thing?
Yeah,
that
because people have to sign up previously, so it kind of gives us an idea of how much we need to set up and kind of what we have to get out and ready to go.
So you're going to have a big day on Saturday. What time does everything start?
The showing starts at 8, and the gym, like the stuff going on in the gym, like sets, a lot of people, like younger kids will bring in Lego sets. They enter drawings, artwork, stuff like that. That starts at 8 as well.
You probably remember as a youngster doing that, don't you?
Yeah.
Putting stuff in the fair?
Yep.
Does your mom have any of that stuff on the refrigerator yet or not?
No, not anymore.
Probably not.
No.
There's always a fundraiser at the sale. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're selling cheese and apples. It's kind of something that we've done for a while now, and our sponsors are going to be Oakwood and Meister, who's donating those cheese and apples. And I think everyone likes Oakwood and Meister cheese. So hopefully that goes well and we get a lot of funds from that.
This is like a really important fundraiser for your chapter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of our main fundraisers. It helps us fund like our LDEs, which is our leadership conference or our leadership development events, and then our conferences that we go to throughout the year to help our young FFA members as well as old members kind of collaborate with other FFA members.
Anything else you want to talk about during the day of the fair on Saturday?
Yeah, later on, it's a little earlier than the football game. Like usually the football game starts at 1:30, but this year it starts at 2:30. So the pedal pull, the Kinshi pedal pull will start at 1, which is before the football game. Usually it runs kind of during the football game, so that'll be nice to get done before the football game so people can watch the football game if they'd like.
Lots of folks look forward to the parade. How many times are you in the parade this year?
Like 2, maybe 3.
Okay. It's fun to keep track. We should have some sort of a bingo sheet, you know, for like
yeah.
every kid. Like, oh, I just saw them, you know, mark down whatever it is, band or football or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a big day, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be fun. It always is. So
you're a senior. Does it seem like your years have gone by really fast?
Yes, it has. I know people always say make them count while they do or make them count while you have them because it'll go by fast. And I always thought, well, it's not really going to go that fast, but it has. It's gone by quick.
Savor it this year, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
You bet. Houston Boland joining us here on this report from the Ithaca School Fair.
100.9 WRCO.
We appreciate you joining us this morning, and we'll probably see you out and about somewhere down the trail today. Phil Lee wishing you the best on a Friday. News at noon is next. Here's Ella Langley.
Wouldn't find me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon broadcast is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect. It is 82 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It is day three of a government shutdown, and lawmakers are set to take up another vote on a stopgap measure. ABC's Rachel Scott with more.
The Senate returns back to Capitol Hill today. They come back into session, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune says if Democrats do not vote for their bill to fund the government, he will likely be sending lawmakers home for the weekend.
Democrats say they're fighting to preserve Medicaid and insurance premiums for health care. Republicans say they will not negotiate until health care about the government funding is extended. Outside Chicago today, anti-ICE demonstrations taking place at the Broadview Immigration Facility. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visiting the detention facility. It comes as protesters have clashed with federal authorities in recent days.